Hi, my name is Kiana Wade. Today's date is September 23rd, 2018. I am 18 years old, and I'm speaking with Lakeisha Stingert, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Okay. And Lakeisha, remember that there are no right or wrong answers, and take as much time as you need to answer the questions. The first question is, what does faith mean to you?
Faith is everything to me. It means no matter what the circumstances, my faith in God ensures me that things will always happen, but I am more than an overcomer and an achiever.
The next question is, how was your lifestyle before becoming a Christian?
My lifestyle is not a whole lot of difference before becoming a Christian because I was born and raised in a Christian home. I gave my life to God at an early age. As a young teenager, I always basically stayed to myself and was very easygoing, and I was never a problem child.
Was there a reason for you becoming saved?
The reason for becoming saved was because my family was chosen by God to walk that life. I found out that when I tried to stray away from God and be disobedient, I had to face hard decisions afterwards. Second, when I started having a family, I want to live a life that is pleasing to God in front of my children. I wanted to be an example for them.
How old were you when you became saved?
I was 16 when I became saved.
Can you tell me about your experience being saved so far?
Some of my experiences with being saved is my singing ministry, and I teach the Lord's work. With my singing ministry, I get a chance to minister to different people that are unsaved to help them reach with the singing ministry, we are able to connect with unsaved to help them and encourage them to want to live saved and live a Christian life, and through singing.
Does believing in God and religion affect your life?
Yes, it does. It affects your life by helping. It affects my life by helping my faith become stronger in God. There are times when Kiana Sky was sick, and believing in faith gave me the hope and the strength that he was going to heal her body and she would get stronger. And she did. Thank the Lord.
Has your faith been challenged by the modern world and its technology?
Personally, with me, no, it hasn't been a big challenge to a certain degree. Because if you look at modern technology and not have a strong faith and believe in God, you will fall into the trap of following the crowd of acting unethical like most people do on Facebook. So personally, no, I have not really had a challenging experience, but most people do.
As I can see, your faith is very strong. What are your reasons for being a strong believer in faith?
What makes me a strong believer in faith is the trials and tribulations that I have had to endure, and God always blesses me to conquer through it every time.
In your lifetime, have you ever had any times where you had doubts in faith?
Yes. I have had some doubts concerning faith in God. For example, when I was homeless, a friend of mine that was a Christian and in ministry let me move in with her. But when I moved in, it was totally opposite. But I didn't lose doubt or faith in God, of wondering why all this is happening to me. But I would always love and pray for her, because I knew in the long time, God would restore me, and he did.
Do you have a favorite Bible verse, story, or person from the Bible?
Yes, I have a lot of those, but one of my favorites is Matthew 19:26. With God, all things are possible.
It's gonna be cold. If you could go back in time and do anything differently, would you?
Yes. Yes, I would. I would have gotten saved a little earlier.
And why would you do that?
Because I see how God has taken care of me this far, and I can only imagine what it would be like up to this day if I had gotten saved earlier at a younger age.
Okay, well, this concludes our interview, and thank you for your time.